Good morning. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Before I begin today's halachic topic, I figured I want to take a few minutes to talk about something. As I'm sure most of you know, there was a pretty momentous event that happened just a few days ago. The most recent Siyum HaShas took place on the East Coast, MetLife Stadium. They had over 90,000 people filling up that arena more than any other football game. And they also had a spillover crowd of a mere 20,000 or so in the Barclays Center, another big arena in New York City, in Brooklyn.
That was smartly indoors.
And those who saw articles, even better, those who were there, those who watched it, it was an unbelievable event, absolutely unbelievable. And it was very inspiring, so many different facets of the event, perfectly orchestrated. You actually go to the stadium, even the public, the PA announcer said everything perfectly. My wife was like, how did they get the guy to pronounce, you know, all this Jewish stuff? It was actually a from guy, a relative of somebody here. I used to play with him Shabbos afternoon. But amazing, every detail was worked out quite amazingly. I would like to tell over one story that was said over at the Siyum. I believe two takeaways that everyone could have. The story was told by video. You had a nice middle-aged man comes on screen, and he talks about how he started learning. He said he sat there at a celebration years ago of his son, whose son was making a Siyum in yeshiva in the community, and it bothered him that he himself never really engaged in such Torah learning. At that Siyum, he reached out to one of the Rabbanim there and says, please, you know, my son made a Siyum. I want to do the same thing too one day. And he was inspired. He reached out to this Rav, it was actually Rosh Kolo, tried to set up for him learning. He went and purchased a shas. Seems till then he didn't have one. And he had big, grandiose dreams. And then he opens to the first page of a shas. No matter what edition of the Vilna shas you get, the front page, I mean literally the front page. I should have brought a Gemara in. I see we have one here, but I think it has it there too. If you look at the front page of any shas, they have this nice, literally it's called the shar blot, the gate blot, where you have like a gateway with a lion, without a lion, where it says the name of the Masechta over there, Shas Vilna, a beautiful page. In fact, that's the picture that I have in my Talis bag. Could have brought that in too. The Shar Blot. And choking with emotion, this man said, I looked at that page, I looked at the gates, and I said a prayer to Hashem, Hashem, please let me into your gates. Beautiful story. But I think that story has tremendous, tremendous lessons. It shows no matter where a person is in life, no matter what a person's background is, no matter how old a person is, people could get involved in Limud HaTorah. I think that's first and foremost the message of the Siyum HaShas. Forget about, put aside how much Torah a person is going to do. But the fact that you had easily over 100,000 people participating live at this event, and thousands upon thousands watching on their computers or in hookups across the world. Thousands upon thousands of people. It's a testimony how Baruch Hashem, so many people in the world today, perhaps more than any time in Jewish history, going back ages and ages, how so much a percentage of the Torah world is involved in learning Torah. And anytime there's a siyum of this tremendous mass percentage of people involved in it, it should be an impetus, an inspiration for everyone. Wherever I am in life, I should increase my Torah learning. I shouldn't be satisfied with whatever amount I have till now. Torah knowledge could be acquired at any age. And first and foremost, it should be inspiration for everyone. I want to learn more. I want to become more a part of Torah. The second step, which I think is also a tremendous chizuk that people get from the Siyum HaShas, is again, for those who are able to do Daf Yomi and keep up with the pace, and they feel that they're gaining from it, Matov Manayim, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. But there are other elements of learning too. But one thing you can learn from any person who, for sure, someone who keeps up with the Daf Yomi, is the amazing fortitude, strength, that it takes a person to learn something on a daily basis, day in and day out. To do something consistently. To finish Shas, a daf a day, takes 7.5 years. If you did an Amud a day, it'll take you 15 years. It takes a long amount of time to do it, day in and day out. But that consistent learning is something very special. And that's something everyone could do. Okay? Maybe your schedule doesn't yet allow for an hour a day dedicated to either Daf Yomi or some other limud. But who doesn't have 5 minutes a day, a few minutes a day, take upon something which I can learn consistently? It's not going to be a Daf, it's not going to be an Amud, a few lines of Gemara. How about 2 Mishnayos a day? 1 Mishnah a day. People who want to learn Tanakh, go through Tanakh. But whatever the limud you decide to do, do it consistently day in and day out. Weekdays on Shabbos, on vacation, on family events. When a person does something on a daily basis, what you call chok v'lo yavar, no matter what, it makes a big impact. It's not just something I do. When I have time, I do it. Right? No, you check things every day. L'havdol. Right? How many people, a day doesn't go by, they don't check their emails. A day doesn't go by, they don't check Google News. Well, how could a day go by and you don't check in with a daily limud? Some type of practical daily learning is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And over time, if you spend even 5 minutes a day, well, you can't imagine how much this person spent, a half hour, an hour, but you spend even just 5 minutes a day and learning pruta pruta mitzdarif. Every little bit adds up, and really it's a big, big accomplishment. Not just what you accomplish at the end of how much you do, but the accomplishment of doing something on a daily basis, that's a huge, huge accomplishment. So that's something I thought that I couldn't go by without spending a few moments touching on. In terms of today's topic, obviously anyone who comes to this year, you know, this, every week we hope to go through a topic in depth, and I think this year in particular, we've said it before, but in this community, the fact this year is going on for 12 years and gets a cross spectrum of people from all over, and besides the people in the room that are actively at the share, we also have a lot of people that listen live, listen to recordings, and that itself, the fact that people are into halacha share, which have depth, not just quoting simple halachas, is a testament to the limud haTorah in this community, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So, being the fact this Tuesday is Asar B'Teves and a fast day, I thought an appropriate topic is to talk about Asar B'Teves in particular, but in general, fast days. I entitled this year A Meaningful Fast for Asar B'Teves and Other Fasts. I really want to get into the fundamentals of what a fast day is all about. Now, simply, the way most of us look at fast days are this little stumbling block you have in a Jewish calendar. Now, some of them come at good times. I actually think the idea of a fast day, okay, maybe it could have been last week, right after Hanukkah, but after 8 days and who knows how many donuts and how many Hanukkah parties, you know, it's very good in the Jewish schedule. We have a fast day. I always used to think Tzom Gedalia, after a couple of days of Rosh Hashanah, these long meals late into the afternoon. It's also a very good idea to have a fast day. I thought that was the reason behind Bahab after Sukkot and Pesach. They should have fast days too. For sure, your nutritionist, your doctor would tell you it's very healthy to have a fast day. It's also good to plan your doctor's appointments right after fast days. It's a tova. But what's the normal refrain you tell a person before a fast? Wishing you an easy fast. That's a common phrase we have. Yesh lach kar, is that the best wishes we could have? To have an easy fast. The title that I have today is A Meaningful Fast. Somebody asked me, how come I didn't call it an easy and meaningful fast? I guess if you have to sacrifice one, I'll sacrifice easy on the altar. But, okay, we'll have to go through. Obviously, there are situations, people are physically not up to fasting, people should not fast. We all know the famous story of Rabbi Sol Salanter, when there is an epidemic in the Jewish community, how he, different versions exactly of the story, got up on Yom Kippur in the shul and made Kiddush to instruct everybody how important it is to eat. There's stories of Ramosha calling up people, making sure that they know that they should not be fasting if not in good health. So of course, a person who's not of health to fast shouldn't fast, and if somehow they're able to fast, of course, one should wish them an easy fast. But I'm in the world of yeshivas. I have, you know, 13-year-old guys, six strong 18-year-old guys wishing each other, yeah, have an easy fast. Right? Tough guy. Right? Maybe you should have a meaningful fast. And that itself, I think, is a reason to explore the whole topic of fasts. In particular, Another element of why I want to talk about a fast day is the timing of this fast day does seem eerily appropriate. The Sima Shas that we had, it was a beautiful heaven-sent distraction, which went on for a few days, distraction, inspiration. But if anyone was following the news of what's going on in the world in general, in the Jewish world in particular, it's quite scary. The unfortunately daily events that are happening in major Jewish communities, and a tiftach peh l'satan, but don't think there's any place in America which is safer than New York City. In big, big Jewish communities, on literally a daily basis, there are constantly anti-Semitic events. Rachman al-Aslan, the event that happened just a week ago, a heinous crime of somebody walked in to Hasidus Rebbe's house next door to the shtiebel and walked around stabbing people with a machete, with a sword. There are people that are lying, Rahman al-Islam, with extreme injuries, brain damage. Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. Life was, people walking down the street, everything was fine. A second later, they're attacked. Horrible, horrible crimes. That's a reason to have a tainus. And although we can't be gozer tainusim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his tremendous chasadim set up the world, look, we have a tainus coming up this week. And if the Jewish world in particular isn't something to shake us up, I saw a cute meme somebody posted the other day. Oh, how's the new decade going? January 1st, everything looks good. January 2nd, they posted Australia's on fire. January 3rd, World War III is starting. It's a cute meme, but it's not so funny. There is, anyone following the political world, there is major, major upheaval that is going on, and it's a dangerous world. We didn't start the fire. There's been, over the years, anyone who follows, knows what's going on with Iran, knows the clear and present danger that it poses to Israel, but now America, American interests too. And it is a dangerous, dangerous time. And if there ever was an important day to have a fast day, to have a focus on what's going on in the world, as part, perhaps, of that day, it's right now. Just have to open your eyes to see what's going on in the world. It's very simple. So I think that's a good excuse, a good reason why we should spend some time understanding about fast days. So let us begin with the Shulchan Aruch in the middle of your sheets. It's a Siman Tav Kuf Mem Tes. The Mechaber writes, Chayavim Lis'anos B'Tisha B'Av. Person has to fast on Tisha B'Av, over Yud Zayin B'Tamuz, and on the 17th of Tamuz, V'Gimel B'Tishrei, the third day of Tishrei, Tzom Gedalia, over Yud B'Teves, that's this week, Asar B'Teves, Mipnei Dvarim HaRoim She'ir B'Hem, because of the bad things which happen on those days. Now, anyone who's keeping score, these four fasts we're talking about, we left one out. Tanis Esther is also a fast day we fast, but that's clearly for a different reason. Tanis Esther we fast not because of a tzara that happened, but Tanis Esther is not the fast that Esther had before she went into Achashverosh, but rather Tanis Esther is the date that the Jews went to war against their enemies. And anytime the Jews went to war, it was also a fast day. And being the fact that the Jews had tremendous Yeshua on that day when they went to war against their enemies in the times of Purim, we use every year that fast day as a day for tshuva. So Tanis Esther for sure is a different type of fast, and there are halakha nafkaminas. In some ways, Tanis Esther is the most lenient of all the fast days. But we're talking about over here the four fast days associated with the Beis HaMikdash and the bad things that happened in those days. So let's go through the Mishnah Berurah on Sivkatan Beis, the bottom over there. He writes, the reason why we have these fast days is because of the bad things that happened. He writes, what happened in Shavuos B'Tammuz? Irubo Heitzaras, but there are five tragedies that happened. Ishtabur Haluchos, Kishir and Moshe Menohar, Mufarsh B'Tara. Firstly, that's the day the Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos when he saw the Jews being involved in the Egel. Ubitul HaTamid, Olmil Karib Bayis Rishon. Secondly, the Karban Tamid, that consistent, just like we talked about before, that consistent Avodas Hashem, which took place every day, that's when it stopped in the Bayis Rishon. And when consistence of Avodas Hashem stops, that's a tragedy. Thirdly, that's when in the second temple, second Beis HaMikdash, the city was surrounded. Fourthly, Vesarav Apinophis HaRasha as a Torah. They burnt the Torah. And finally, the Homitzel Mehechal. And they put up a Salem, a cross, in the Heichal, in the Beis HaMikdash. All those are tragedies worthy of fasting. Tisha B'Av, Ha'ibar Churban HaGadol, Shenechrav Bo, Abayis Rishon, Gam Hasheni. We fast in Tisha B'Av for the destruction of not just the first Beis HaMikdash, but also the second. V'zeh Yom Nigzav Asinu Shebem Midbar, Shei Konsul Ares. And that was the same day, Tisha B'Av, that the heavenly decree, as a result of the sin of the Meraglim, that the Jews would not go into Eretz Yisrael of that generation. And another tragedy happened through the ages on Tisha B'Av. The city of Beitar was destroyed. And there were thousands and thousands of Jews. Right, just to realize that, Rivos Alfi Yisrael is the term that everybody used in describing this past Siyum HaShas. We had thousands and thousands of people in a stadium. And that same description is just what happened in Tisha B'Av in the city of Beitar. Rivos and Alfi Yisrael were killed. V'nafra kulam b'yala akam v'negru kulam v'yisit sarag g'dola kamochor ben Beis HaMikdash. When you kill that amount of Jews, that's a big tzara like a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Kol shekein, what happened in the last generation, the Holocaust, and that's why, of all the days in the Jewish calendar, the most appropriate day to mark the Holocaust is Tisha B'Av. He says, Uvova yom mucham apranius charash tunash arashas ahichav esvivav kaim shenemer tzion sadat tichrash. Is unfortunately that day is a day for tragedies throughout the ages. So that's Shavuos B'Tammuz, that's Tisha B'Av. I'm going to read here, unfortunately, I left out in the Maror Makomos a couple of lines in the Mishnah Berurah. So I'll read it on my piece. Yom Gimel B'Tishrei Bo Nera Gedalia Ben Achikam, on Tzom Gedalia, we're fasting the death of the great person, Gedalia Ben Achikam, Sheminol, Erosh, Lacha, Churban, Alpleta, Nisharis. He was the leader after the Churban, V'nichva, Gachlas, Yisrael, Nisharis. And whatever little ember of a coal that was left over from the generation and the hope of the generation after the Churban was extinguished. Once he was killed, that was the beginning of the end. And everyone went into Golos and everyone was killed. Asar B'Teves, we finally come to the last of these fasts. Asar B'Teves, Shabos Samach Melch Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, Rosh HaYushalayim. That's when Nebuchadnezzar surrounded our city of Yerushalayim, the Via B'Mitzer, V'Matzok, and he strangled the city. And from here, the Chorban began. So simply speaking, Asara B'Teves is one of these four fasts. And that's when Nebuchadnezzar surrounded Yerushalayim. That was the beginning of the Chorban. So that's why we fast this week on Asara B'Teves. Okay? So we see that there are four fasts, and the Lashon of the Mechaber is we fast these fasts because of the bad things that happened to them. If you look in the actual, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber's Perish on the Torah, he brings a fascinating shita from the Avudrom. Avudrom is famous for his Perish on Siddur. But the Avudrom has a fascinating, fascinating halacha. The Avudrom says, now practically, we'll see, we don't paskin this way. Avudrom says, what would be if on the Jewish calendar, Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos? Practically on the Jewish calendar, it falls out on Fridays. But what would be if Asara B'Teves fell out on Shabbos? We would fast on Shabbos. Probably never heard that one before. The Avudrom holds, if Asara B'Teves would fall on Shabbos, halacha would be we fast on Shabbos. It's brought down in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef himself, in bringing down this Avudrom, said, Sarachim Bezeh, why should that be? Why should we be fasting on Shabbos? The only other time we fast on Shabbos is Yom Kippur. Even Tisha B'Av, we don't fast on Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av would fall out on the calendar on Shabbos, it's nidcha, it's pushed off to Sunday. And who did any fast? Halacha Maaseh, we say the Asara B'Teves too. But Avudrom is of the opinion that specifically by Asara B'Teves, on that day, we would fast if it fell on Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef's question, which he leaves unanswered, is why? Why, by Asara B'Teves, would we fast on that day if it fell on Shabbos? None of the other fasts would do that. We don't do it for Shavuos B'Tammuz, don't do it for Tisha B'Av, don't do it for Tzom Gedalia. Any one of these other fasts, we would not fast on Shabbos. What's so special about Asara B'Teves? And don't tell me that Asara B'Teves is worse than any of these other days. Because we just went through, unfortunately, the long list of what happened. We went through the five horrible tragedies which happened on Shavuos B'Tammuz. We went through what happened. Tzom Gedalia ended all hope, went off into Galus. Tisha B'Av, destruction of two Batei Mikdash, Rivos Alfa Yisrael were killed in Beitar, and so many things throughout the ages. Meraglim. How could we say that Asara B'Teves, the fact that the city was encircled, was trapped by Nebuchadnezzar, how could we say that that's something that's worse than everything else? And that's why we fast on Shabbos. Chari, you can't answer that. So the Beis Yosef is troubled. How does one understand why in Asara B'Teves, the Avudrom would say that one would fast on Shabbos? Now, firstly, to prove the concept that we argue, halacha l'maaseh, we argue on such a thing, I'll show you the words of the Rambam. Look in the bottom of your sheets. The Rambam, this in Hilchos Tainus, Perek Hei, halacha Aleph, Yesh yamim shekol Yisrael mesanim behem. There are days when all Jews fast. Niatzar she'ira behem. Because of the tragedies that happen. Kedei la'ora halavavos. In order to inspire the hearts with toach darchei tshuva. And to open the paths of tshuva. Ve'elu hein. And these are the days. Yom shlishi b'tishrei. Shebal ner gedalia b'nachikam. Som gedalia. Vasir b'teveish. And Asar B'Tevish Shabbos Samach Melch Bavel Nevuchadnezzar Rosh Yishalayim Ve'evil B'Meitzar V'Matzuk V'Shiva Asu B'Tamos V'Tishabav V'Arba Yom Me'atzomos Eilu Harim Mefurashim L'Kabbalah. These four fast days are brought down in Navi, in Zechariah, in what we call Divrei Kabbalah. What are these four? The Pasuk says in Zechariah, Tzom Harvi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, and Tzom HaAsiri. The Pasuk in Zechariah refers to them as the fast of the fourth, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth. That's what the Pasuk in Zechariah refers to, these fast as. And the Rambam explains, Tzom Revi Zeh Yud Zayin B'Tamuz. The fast of the fourth month, and these are counting the months from Chodesh Nisan. So the fourth month of Chodesh Nisan is Tammuz, and that's the fast of Shavuos B'Tammuz. Tzom HaChamishi Hu Tisha B'Av, Shu B'Chodesh HaChamishi. Tzom HaShvi, that's Tzom Gedalia, Shlosh B'Tishrei, Shu B'Chodesh Shvi. Tishrei is the seventh month if you start counting from Nisan. And finally, Tzom HaAsiri is Asar B'Teves, which is the tenth month starting from Nisan. So the Pasuk in Zechariah, Divrei Kabbalah, points out these four fasts. And the Rambam writes later, Shem Echad Me'arba Yimei Atzamos Chal Lios B'Shabbos. Any one of these four fasts come out on Shabbos. Dokenos alacha Shabbos. We push it off to after Shabbos. So the Rambam is clearly arguing with the Avudram and is perfectly equating these four fasts. So if he's equating these four fasts, right, it means all of them are the same. All of them you will not fast on Shabbos. But the Avudram says, no, when it comes to Asar B'Teves, that we would fast on Shabbos. Why is it different? How do we understand it? Don't tell me it's worse. You can't tell me encircling a city somehow is a worse tzara than all the things that happened. Pashtos, not.
Maybe it was first.
It was first? Okay. So being first is a reason why you have more chomer halachas. You fast on Shabbos because you're first.
You find a lot more tokha and non-redeemed machlokes before chorobais than afterwards.
Okay, interesting.
Much harder to begin to try right. And be masakim.
There are drushas one could say potentially to be masber such a thing. But halachically, how do we understand? How are we pushing off Shabbos for Asar B'Teves? How does it make sense?
Did the surrounding happen on Shabbos?
So, yeah, have to check up the calendar. So there's a piece from Reb Chaim Brisker. It's brought down in the Chedushi HaGrach al Shas and Rosh Hashanah. Chaim Brisker writes the following, that all the fasts which are a Divrei Kabbalah, as we saw in the Pasuk in Zechariah, it doesn't say what day of the month is the fast on. The Pasuk in Zechariah only referred to them as the fast in this month. There's a fast in the month of Tammuz, a fast in the month of Av, a fast in the month of Tishrei. It just talks about a monthly fast. It doesn't pinpoint the date. However, The Pasuk in Zechariah just says, Tzom HaShvi. However, our Chazal did dig up that by Asar B'Teves, it does use a Lashon of Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, specifically on this date. So the way that Reb Chaim Brisk understands it is different than the other fasts. All the other fasts, the kiyum of it, how are we mekayim, how do we keep the fast, it's by having a fast in that month. Of course our rabbis put on, okay, which day of the month of Tammuz are we supposed to fast? 17th. Which day of the month of Av are we supposed to fast? Tisha B'Av. Remember a few years ago I actually gave a share about the 10th of Av. It's actually a strong tzad in halacha. If anything, the fast should be more on the 10th of Av than the 9th of Av. Debates about it. But our Chazal set the dates. But from the words of the Navi itself, no, a kiyum of the fast is a fast day within the month. As opposed to, by Asar B'Teves, there is a little more direction. There it says, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, on that date. So the date is also part of it. If the date is part of it, that means the instructions we have is to fast on that date no matter what day of the week on the calendar it falls on. So if it falls on, Asar B'Teves falls on Shabbos, that's the date we're going to have to fast. It's a din. It's a gzeiros hakasef. By all the other fasts, it just says the month. It's okay. I can be Mekayim Shavas Batamas on Shavas Batamas, but if it's Shabbos, I still have a fast on the Chodesh Aravi. Soma Aravi. That's still called Soma Aravi. If you have to push off Tisha B'Av to Sunday, to the 10th, that's also called Tzom Chamishi. But Asar B'Teves, since there we find enough, it does use the language of the Etzem HaYom HaZeh on that date. So that's a reason that we fast even on Shabbos. That's this famous answer from Reb Chaim Brisker. Lemaisa, it still is hard to understand. I saw people ask on him. The Pasuk in Zechariah totally equates them. It calls them all basically the same. Right? Tzom Ravi, Tzom Chamishi, Tzom Asri, Tzom Asiri. Just talks about the fast in the month. So tell me that the date itself makes for a difference. The Pasuk in Zechariah just called it the monthly fast, just like anything else. In fact, that's probably where the Rambam gets his idea that halacha l'maisa, we would not fast on Shabbos for Asar B'Teves. Asar B'Teves is like all other fasts. So, not such a simple answer. It's a brisker din. Hagdara. It's a way to define. There's some fast based on months, and some fast based on individual dates. Asar B'Teves is on the date. So that date is true, even if it's Shabbos. But it's not the pashtos of the Pasuk in Zechariah. So we'd like to perhaps offer alternative answer to explain the Avodrum. But in doing so, we'd like to get to the crux. Well, why is it? What's the essence of the fast day? And maybe, perhaps the easiest way to go about this is to start off with a hakira. What is the purpose of a fast day? Let me ask everyone here a question. I'll give you two choices. Is the purpose of a fast day the avelos? Right? The Mechaber said, these are days which bad things happened. So what do we do when bad things happen? We mourn over them. It's a sign of respect. Mahavdil. Right? Chas v'shalom, somebody has a loved one that passed away. So every year on the Yahrzeit, There's an element of avelos, right? There, people fast. There's an element of avelos. The avelos comes up each year. You mark that date. There's avelos here. So when we get on the Jewish calendar a day when something bad happened, the proper feeling, the proper way to go about it is to be in mourning. So we have a fast day. Fasting is an element of mourning. That's one perspective. But perhaps the other way to look at it is it's a day of tshuva. If this is a day in the Jewish calendar when a bad thing happens, so the Rambam tells us in other places, Chas v'Shalom, any bad thing happens, of course we have to go about our lives and, you know, deal with the bad thing, deal with its sorrow. You know, somebody gets killed, you have to take practical measures to make sure it doesn't happen again. But after we solve all the practical measures, not after, maybe before at the same time, we also have to be mefashe b'shemaisav, to look into our actions. Why is, end of the day, Hashem's the one pulling the strings. Hashem's the one behind every bullet, behind every attack. Why are these things happening? That should drive a person to tshuva. Why in particular? That's every person themselves to look inside their hearts and find what could I become better at. We don't have Nevi'im to tell us what is the reason behind these things for our generation. Only people who don't know say. We don't know the reasons. But every person could do a personal retrospective and to see within themselves, what could I improve? So a fast day could be a day of tshuva. What is a fast day? Why would Chazal kaveh these fast days? Was it A, for us to mourn over what happened? Or is it B, for us to do tshuva? What would you say? Multiple choice. A or B? So I know these yeshiva guys, you know. A and B, they circle both. Right? At worst, they'll get half credit. But what would one say? A day of tshuva. What about day of avelos?
Depends on the fast day.
Depends on the fast day. So let's go through. What does one think? Is the purpose of a fast day? Why did our Chazal set up a fast day? Was it for us to mourn the avelos? Or is it for us to do tshuva?
What about none of the above?
The words of the Mechaber, let's start from the top again. The Mechaber said, Chayavim lasanos b'tishabav yizai metamos v'som gedalios arbeteves v'nei dvar maram she'irubam, because of the bad things that happen. Now that could be mourning, but that also could be a pathway to tshuva. It could be both. Let's begin reading the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Aleph. Actually, I take a step back. Before I read the Mishnah Berurah, maybe let's start earlier. The Rambam. The Rambam that we had in the bottom of the pages, all the first words of the Rambam. He wrote, Yisham shekol Yisrael mis'anem behem neyatzer she'ir behem kidei lo'orer halovavos, in order to inspire the hearts u'poseach darchei hatshuva. The Rambam is clearly writing, what's the reason for fast days? Choice B. The reason behind fast days is to get us to do tshuva, to inspire their hearts and to open the gates of tshuva. The Rambam says that beferish. Me'ilah kisa, literally, if you turn to the other side of the page. I have here a Chasam Sofer. He brings the Rambam. And then the Chasam Sofer writes, Lulei divrei Rambam, if not for the words of the Rambam, which are clearly mashma, that the purpose of a fast day is tshuva, hayinera shadal yamim elu inin yamim tshuva. The reason of these four fasts is not because of tshuva, el inin avelus fitzar kamo tishbav. The purpose behind any of our fast days is not for tshuva. The purpose behind the fast day is because of avelus. Just like we understand by Tisha B'Av, there's an element of avelus, or in mourning. We do chamish inuyim, we do five things. We don't wash our hands, we don't wear leather shoes. All these are signs of mourning. But the Chasam Sofer says, not just by Tisha B'Av. Every fast day has elements of mourning. That's the essence of a fast day. It's all about mourning. And he wants to bring a proof. Interesting halacha. Right? Tisha B'Av, which is supposed to come out on Shabbos. Well, then another fast day would be on Shabbos. Right? So you can't fast on Shabbos. So you have two choices. The Gemara in the Gilad debates. I could either go forward, make the fast day a day earlier, or I can make the fast day a day later. So the halacha is we make it a day later. Why? Aktume pranias lo makdinim. We don't want bad things here earlier than they have to be. So the Chasam Sofer has a very interesting observation. If the reason behind fast days is to bring about tshuva, then I should do it earlier. Because why not? Zriza makdimin la mitzvos. Why not do tshuva a day earlier? Why not become a better person a day earlier? Why don't we do that? If any time there's a fast day, we always make it later, it must be because it's avelos. Aktume pranis lo makdinan. We don't want to make bad things happen earlier. We're going to be mourning. So I don't want to mourn before, I'll mourn later. So the Chasam Sofer uses that as a proof that l'chora we see from here that fast days were set up not for tshuva, but rather fast days were set up to mourn. So it's befeirish from this Chasam Sofer. Very interesting. A major machlokas. Again, the Rambam seems to say the purpose of a fast day is for us to do tshuva. That's the essence of the day. Chasam Sofer, on the other hand, says no. Fast days is an element of avelos. You're supposed to be in mourning. Now, after that introduction, let's read the Mishnah Berurah. You look at the first Mishnah Berurah over here. Sifkat and Aleph, back on the other side of the page. Mishnah Berurah writes, Chayavim Lasanos, person has to fast. Who may divrei in the VM, can exhibit Bikra, Tzomer Vi, Tzomer Chamishi. Okay, you saw all that. Skipping to the period. V'chol elu ha-yomim, in all these days, kol Yisrael mesanam em, yitzara she'ira b'hem. Jews fast because of the calamities which happened. K'dei lo'ora avozul v'kech ha-darche tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah is really quoting to us the language of the Rambam. To inspire the hearts to do tshuva. The Yezez Zichron Maaseinu Arayim. It should remind us of our bad actions. And unfortunately, the mistakes of the earlier generations, which have not yet been fixed in this generation. Till it caused them and us these all the suffering. And through remembering these things, we're going to do tshuva. K'mol shenemar v'zvadas avonu v'zavonu v'osam. So far, the Mishnah Berurah sounds very much like the Rambam. He's quoting the Rambam. A person has to take all these days, look into your reactions, and do tshuva. The main point of a fast day is not the fasting. Hashem didn't just see their fasting and their sackcloth. Elas maseim. Hashem saw their actions. The purpose of a fast day is only a preparation for tshuva. And then the Chofetz Chaim makes a comment. You find people sometimes when they're fasting, holchem b'tiel u'dvarim b'talim. And they go on walks, they do things just to quote unquote kill time to get through the fast. Look at the language of the Chofetz Chaim. Tafshu hatafel v'nichol ikar. They grab what is insignificant, but they leave the main point. The main point of a fast day is to use your time wisely, to do tshuva. Kol malkam ein lifter etz atzmo b'tshuva b'levad. You can't just do tshuva. Ki yam me'il heim mitzvah seim divrei neviim let's anos b'hem. So for the most part, the Chofetz Chaim over here sounds like he's going like the Rambam, that the essence of a fast day is tshuva. However, if you look in the back of your sheets, he's talking now about the halacha about a katan on a fast day. This is simen tov kuf nun, the next simen siv katan hay. That, what do we do with kids on a fast day? So if they're the age of chinuch, okay, there's room to be mechanech them, at least part of the time. But kids who can't, look in the last line I have quoted there from the Mishnah Berurah. No, the line says, "Makom makom roy lechancham shlo yochu rak aday kiyam aguf." You should teach kids important halacha. Some parents don't know this, especially their kids are misbehaving, you know, or shouldn't say that. Or some ways, parents, you know, you give them a reward. The big reward day should not necessarily be a fast day. The words of the Chofetz Chaim are, "Roy lechancham shlo yochu rak aday kiyam aguf." You just have to give them food just to keep on going. Lachem umayim, simple bread or water, oshar malchul pashut, or any other basic food. Don't give them pizza on a fast day. Give them simple macaroni and cheese. Right? Why?
That's comfort.
I didn't say your vegetables. I said mac and cheese.
Meat broccoli.
Right. That'll be, you know. Right. For me, taco, I'd rather fast than no. Anyway. Why are you supposed to give your kids simple food on a fast day? Nothing special. In order that they have avelos together with the tzibur. So the same Chofetz Chaim, which earlier talked all about a fast day being about tshuva, here, and I can show you a couple other spots, the Chofetz Chaim also talks about the idea of avelos. Sounds like the Chofetz Chaim, they're both parts of it. Right? The correct answer is what some people suggested before. But the Chofetz Chaim looks at it, a fast day really is both. There's an element of tshuva like the Rambam writes, and there's an element of avelos like the Chasam Sofer writes. It's both. That being said, I would like to suggest an answer to explain the Avudram. Why is it that the Avudram says that we fast even on Shabbos, if Asar B'Davis comes out on Shabbos? So perhaps one could say the following. By all the fast days, Why is it we can't fast on Shabbos? Very simple reason. Ein avelos b'Shabbos. We don't have avelos on Shabbos. In fact, Yom Kippur, us fasting on Shabbos, is not because of avelos. It's not avelos. Tshuva, right? You can't fast on Shabbos because you can't in avelos b'Shabbos. And that's why by all the fast days, there is definitely an element of avelos by that fast day. However, by Asar B'Tavis, perhaps one could say the Avudrum's perspective was that this fast day was not set up for avelos. Maybe the fact that the city was surrounded, that's not a tsara that we're sitting and having avelos on. It's not why the rabbi set it up like that. It's not pshat in the fast. The essence of the fast of Asar B'Tavis, according to Avudrum, is for tshuva. If the essence of the fast is for tshuva, that you could do even on Shabbos. All the other fast days, Shavuos B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, those were set up for avelos. Avelos you can't have on Shabbos. An element. It's also set up for tshuva. It's both. But once you have that element of avelos, you can't do that on Shabbos. But perhaps Asar B'Tavis is anything, the tragedy which befell it is much less than anything else. You're right, it's the beginning of the bad, but nothing happened. Okay, it was the beginning of the city was eventually chokehold. But it was just the beginning. Chazal didn't set it up as avelos. It was just tshuva. And if it's just tshuva, that could be done on Shabbos. The Rambam obviously would disagree and say, no, all of them were set up the same. And even this fast of Asar B'Tavis, there also is an element of avelos. And that's why you can't fast on Shabbos. But either way, what comes out, whether you hold like the Rambam or you hold like the Avudrum, I think an important takeaway from us practically in what a fast day is. Every fast day, or at least most fast days, according to this last pshat, there's an element of avelos, and if it's a tragedy that befell the Jewish people, our way we mark things is not just with the moment of silence, but it's a day of a tainus. We're supposed to be in some form of avelos on a fast day. That's one element of a fast. But there for sure is, and perhaps according to the Avudrum, that's the main part of Asar B'Tavis, is an element of tshuva. Is when we bad things before Jewish people, okay, we could ask all the philosophical questions, we could be involved with the practical considerations of what to do. But when bad things befall the Jewish people, what one has to do is also tshuva. And a day of a fast day is a day for everyone to spend a few moments thinking about what could I do to become a better person. We're not going to change the world overnight. But what we could control and could affect is ourselves, to be a better father, a better husband, a better employee, a better employer, and most importantly, a better human being, a better mensch, a better Baal Midos. And the Ezes Hashem, if we all utilize on our own personal level a fast day, we should all be zocheh that these fast days are turned into holidays with the coming of the Geula Shleima, the Meir of the Meir.